Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the whole of the universe. Allah ta'ala gives everybody sustenance. He's the Rabbun Nas. He is the Rabb, the Lord of the whole of creation. But with the people of Iman, Allah ta'ala is especially merciful and favorable. And the sifth, the quality of Rahman, is for the whole of creation. And the sifth, the quality, the attribute of Rahim, is especially for the mu'mineen, for the people who have Iman. And what is this speciality that Allah ta'ala especially bestows onto the people of Iman? It's not this that Allah ta'ala gives people mal or wealth, money, or some other enjoyment of the world. No. And we think that this is the reward and the ni'mah. This is just for the dunya. Allah says, I'm Rahim for this reason, that I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give the fadl, the grace and the mercy to the people of Iman. That Allah ta'ala, for those people who have Iman, opens the paths of hidayah and guidance and continues to allow the people to benefit from these instances of guidance and benefit. Allah ta'ala with the people of Iman is Rahim, and He doesn't want that any person who has Iman should go and end up in the hellfire. No, Allah wants to save everybody with Iman. Allah ta'ala gives hidayah, the paths of guidance, to everybody. To everybody. And a person in the dunya gets lost in the dunya, falls into the trap of sin and sins upon sins, layers of sins attached to that person. To this extent, that person forgets himself whilst immersed in the sins. And Iman is there in the heart. It is there in the heart, but disobedience and no knowledge of Shara or the guidance, the path, the right thing to do, or Quranic guidance. And a person night and day is drowned in sin and immodesty and lack of shame. And shame and modesty has no regard in that person's eyes or heart. And that person lives the life like an animal. May Allah ta'ala give hidayah to such people. And totally he loses consciousness and awareness. And Allah ta'ala says that in that instance or in that condition, I even then give that person hidayah and guidance. And Allah says that I bring that person towards the light of Islam. Allah says, I give that person such the path of guidance. And even despite the fact that the person sinning and living in darkness, there are many examples around us how people got hidayah, guidance, despite the fact that they were sinning. The person who is sinful, who is a fajr, a fasiq, evildoer, and rejecter of Allah. And when Allah gives that person deen and hidayah, he becomes the wali of his time. And there are many examples of people who transformed their lives for the good. Allah has given the example in the Quran as well. That look here, we have the land. If you see the land which is totally lifeless, barren, like a drought, no one piece of crop grows on it, and it's just totally grey and brown and lifeless. And the person who's astray is the way, same, similar to that earth, to that land. And Allah Ta'ala says, then to benefit that piece of earth or land, I send my mercy to that land. Allah Ta'ala says, I take the clouds from the skies. And those clouds are delivered to the sky above that land. Then the clouds hover above that land. Allah says the clouds become more dense and heavy. And then the rain drops from those clouds onto the earth. And there are many, many pieces of land in the world that if the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala comes onto that land, the rain, then that land, its condition and form and appearance suddenly changes and looks better. It looks full of life. And that place, for example, where there's no grass, etc., suddenly crops grow, plants grow, crops grow, animals come and live within that habitat. Allah Ta'ala says that the land which was dead comes to life. And then people start to plow on that land and harvest on that land and take benefit from that land. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this clearly in the guidance, in the verses, that when Allah Ta'ala says, with the mu'min, I take the mu'min away from misguidance and I make a decision that I want to take this person away from being astray. Just like the clouds came and hovered above the earth, the same way Allah Ta'ala says, I take that person who's sinful and I give him the intention or the feeling that he needs to go and meet the wali of Allah, a pious person. So in the heart of that person, despite being astray, misguided, Allah says that a nur comes into that person. A light comes into that person. And Allah says, Nuram mir Rabbi, that a nur, a light from his Lord is sent. Despite the fact that person surprised that me, I'm sinful, and he's totally lost hope in life, no chance of success. He says, no, I'm a sinner. Someone says, pray Salah. He says, me? Pray Salah, how can I be capable of praying Salah? If somebody says to him, well, do dua for me, he says, oh, forget that, I can't do dua for anyone, I'm dirty and impure myself. So that person totally lowers himself, degrades himself, and loses hope. Because the person's so busy in sinning, and he never even thinks that he'll become good or better. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala does, the first ni'mah, the gift of Allah, is just like the cloud comes, Allah says, I have my asbab, my means, to take a person to the right path. In the hadith it stated, the greatest ni'mah and rahmah of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gives is that Allah says, I send that individual towards the connection and company of my friend, my wali. So when that impure person, a feeling comes into him, and a desire, and a very strong feeling that the nur comes into that person's life, and then he starts to respect the pious person, the wali. He says, no, he's a good person. Let me follow his guidance. Let's see what happens. So Allah Ta'ala creates the means to deliver that person to the company of the wali. Just like Allah says, I send the clouds above the land and let them rain. So Allah says that with the clouds, I send rain also, don't I? That's the second step. So Allah says that when the individual goes to the company of the wali Allah, then the individual reaches there and he is totally useless at that time, a waste. And after he reaches there, just like rain falls down from the clouds, Allah says, then I send my mercy on that person and I give him my dhikr to perform, to do, to implement. And just like the rain falls from the clouds onto the dead piece of earth and gives it life and to grow fruits and vegetables and crops, the same way the dhikr of Allah gives life to the mu'min's heart, because the heart is withering away, it's weak, it's lost in the dunya. And this is what's happening. A person forgets that me, that oh, soon as a person starts to do dhikr, it's just like the drops of rain fall on the earth, the land transforms. So as soon as a person starts to do the dhikr of Allah, when the dhikr of Allah comes into the heart, one is sohbat, one is connection, and secondly the dhikr of Allah, then the life of that person's heart changes. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So now the person is similar to the land. The land, when the rain falls on it, it starts to give off crops and allow crops to be harvested, fruits, vegetables, etc. In the same way, the mu'min's heart has the same speciality. So that it practices the ahkams of Allah, it loves Allah, and it understands the difference between halal and haram. And when a person does dhikr regularly and the positive effect comes into that person's life, then his life improves and he starts to follow the ahkams of his Rabb, of his Lord, and he has respect for Sharia, halal and haram. Respect comes into the life and he has regard for what's right and wrong. What is it to be a good person and a bad person? Now let's listen carefully to what I'm saying. That Allah Ta'ala gives us a great ni'mah. And Allah says that, let's now take the, imagine the scene that I send my rahmah onto a piece of barren land, the clouds are sent, and then the rain falls, and the rain falls onto that dry land, and despite that the land remains infertile and it doesn't allow growth and the condition of that land doesn't change, not at all, then Allah Ta'ala says, a very dangerous piece of land that has become, that has no capacity, no ability to improve. This is the last test. Allah Ta'ala says that apart from rain, nothing else can bring the lifeless earth back to life. And in the same way, this is the situation with the insan, with the human being. Allah Ta'ala says that qasiyatul qalb min dhikrillah, Allah Ta'ala says that when all of this happens, a person attains the dhikr of Allah, and despite this, a person has this, despite having the dhikr of Allah, the person doesn't improve his life and he carries on sinning. He doesn't understand the sharia hakams and halal and haram, stays in his life. There's no regard for haram, for sins, for immodesty, for bad actions. Rather, then Allah Ta'ala says that despite this, I've given you the means and the ways and you know the right message. But still, Allah Ta'ala says, despite the fact that you've been given guidance and you have the remembrance of Allah, just like the rain hasn't changed that land, in the same way the dhikr of Allah doesn't change that person, he stays the same ongoing. What is the reason for this? So after this, Allah Ta'ala says that the preparation I made for you to save you from the hellfire, then can there be any greater preparation than this? Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And what's the final result? That this person is very, very astray, off the tracks by far, and apart from the fire of Jahannam, no other cure can take this person away from his condition. So this is a very great message of the Quran, my friends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His ni'mas, His great gifts. Allah's taken us out of sin. He's brought us to good company, sent us into good company. We weren't capable of this, worthy of this. Just think that, were we worthy of Allah Ta'ala sending us to His pious servant, the wali of Allah? Such sins are in our lives, we cannot even imagine. And then the second karam mercy Allah Ta'ala gave is that He gave His dhikr for us to perform. And this is Allah's karam. Remember, both of these things, they are the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. They're connected to the rahmah, mercy of Allah. Don't think it's your effort, your struggle, your work, or very easily I got these things. This is such a great ni'mah that a person cannot repay to be a shakir to Allah and still will not be able to repay the favor that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Now the question arises here now, that if a person is brought to guidance, he has the company, and he's doing dhikr, or she's doing dhikr, and even then we don't benefit regarded, even despite the fact that we remember Allah. Allah says that even if with the dhikr of Allah, your heart does not improve for the better, and even then you're doing zina with the eyes, and you're doing sin with your tongue, and your eyes are straying towards the wrong, and you go away, you do not want to leave the sin. So Allah says, maybe before you were sinning openly, but now, okay, yeah, there's a difference that you're sinning in hiding, you're concealing your sin. Well, that's just to save your respect. But the game is the same as before. You've changed your appearance, your form, etc. But the real asal station that person should be on, that level, is that he has to follow the ahkams of Sharia. So if a person does dhikr of Allah and he's not following Sharia, then he's failed. She's failed, because dhikr is not benefiting that person. Allah Ta'ala says that you will get no benefit from dhikr if you continue to sin. Don't think of this. Allah says the hadith that have been mentioned from our qabreen, that dhikr is not the objective, it's not the end point, it's the means towards the objective, the end point. It's not the maqsood. The pious predecessors have told us, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi, his statement I will present to you, and he stated this, that never fall into this trap that you think that the dhikr of Allah is the objective, and I've done this many tasbih, this many thousand. No, what we have to see, Allah Ta'ala says that due to doing my dhikr, Allah is asking that I gave you my dhikr and you're doing it in your life. That is the life, the land of your heart alive now? Are you following the ahkams, the rules of Allah? Do you have increased love for the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And in reality, has the reality of life struck you? Do you understand that life, we need to save ourselves from Jahannam, from sins, and we have to stay away from bad actions? And if we have these things, then Allah Ta'ala said, then Alhamdulillah, you've become that land. That Alhamdulillah, that you are fertile yourself and you will benefit others and you will give other people benefit. But if you don't have this, Allah Ta'ala says, then remember, then ulaika fi dalalim mubeen. Allah says, openly I've made a decision that these people are astray, they've gone off the track, totally off track, totally astray, totally astray. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said that the situation that is surrounding you, I've given you all my ni'mas, and despite that you forget me, Allah says. Allah says that there's a reason, due to shudra Islam, that Islam is total deen, complete way of life, and we need to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala's deen. Because when a person is a mu'min, a Muslim, then he submits himself to the court of Allah. That Allah, I've raised my hands, and now whatever occurs will be according to your hukam, to your desire. Now not my choice will run, but it will be your choice that runs. And this is our objective, due to which Allah Ta'ala sent us to a wali, to his friend, so that we can learn the dhikr of Allah. And in no way, whether you see loss or benefit, if you have submission in your life, totally on the ahkams of the Sharia, and your every footstep follows Allah Ta'ala's laws, and if Allah says haram, is haram. If it's halal, is haram. No beating around the bush. And despite such a great number that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us, all of this Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us, that He's brought us to this point, that we have been given the tawfiq to remember Allah, to do the dhikr of Allah, our appearance and form is improved, and people, they consider us as pious and good people, but inside we are contaminated, impure, in isolation. Analyze yourself. That I have to stand one day in front of Allah. What will I say to Allah? How will I answer the questions? Now, for example, if we are claiming that we do dhikr of Allah, we belong to Naqshbandi silsila, and we make the appearance like a qadri or chishti, and this is the reality, that am I like this inside? Have I cleaned myself inside? Have I submitted myself totally to Allah? There are examples of this in the Quran. One beautiful point of submission, that Allah Ta'ala says that Islam is the submission to the will of Allah. As Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the fire was set and it was burning for so much time, then that the order was given by Allah to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to jump into the fire. Now, will any person in the world today jump into that fire? And such a severe fire that there's great, great reporting on this point. So in this hal, the malaika, they descended and they went to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. They said, shall we help you today? Shall we help you today? Then the answer came, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, subhanallah. That Allah has given me the hukam to do this, then I have to bring about all the words. I have no need for your help, Allah Ta'ala says. That whatever I have attained is due to Allah. And Allah's hukam, whatever it is, I will directly implement Allah's hukam. He said, I know after this I may not get rizq. If I'm consuming haram, I'll have to stop. Put the brakes on, submit to Allah. And if after dhikr I have this feeling, alhamdulillah, that the loss of life I'm persevering and bearing, and I've learned how to persevere through the test of life, and I've left the desires of the nafs, then Allah Ta'ala says that you are successful. Otherwise, a very important point is made. Ulaika fi dalalim mubin. Allah says you are my open opposition. Open. You are immersed and drowned in sin. And you're restrained, you will not be saved. So Allah says, this is a big message to brothers. If we bring dhikr of Allah into our lives, and even then we're not improved, we're not better. Even then my salah is not correct. Even then my mu'amalat, my routine is not correct. Never will the life improve if we go away from the chances that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So from thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands maybe, Allah Ta'ala has selected us and given us the ability to remember Him. So we should do dua that Allah Ta'ala, the ni'mas You've given us, please allow us to be together and succeed in the hereafter. And the things that are less lacking inside us, we should understand. Because if we don't live our life according to Sharia, and every step we should stop. Allah, what's your decision on this? What should we do here? What's the advice? We should live our life according to that system. And not just one. Not just one that what we like, we do. And what we don't like, we don't do. No. If we don't have a need for something, we think, oh, it's a waste of time, we leave the action. No. Allah says, every order of mine, every physical practice, bring it into your life, Allah Ta'ala says. And if this happens, then for me, alhamdulillah, great congratulations due to that person. Then he's not insan, then he becomes radiyallahu anhu, or rahmatullahi, he becomes the friend of Allah, the wali Allah. So dhikr, when we do dhikr, we should think that if I'm doing dhikr, what's its objective? That I have to see the result of my dhikr in my life here on earth, planet earth. I've got manners, do I differentiate between halal and haram, stay away from haram, etc. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, me and you, that we can implement on this. Ameen.